Praise the Lord. It's good to be back home. Always happy to be in Maple Creek. As I was telling Hans when we drove here, I said, I always feel at home when I come over here. So many of you that I've known over the years and stood with me through my struggle and supported what God is doing in Liberia. I want to say bless your heart. And they even seen Paul. He was a little guy when I first met him. And I was really glad to see him walk in footsteps of Jesus. Amen. I also want to say a big thank you to all of you for praying for me and my wife, Cecilia. I think and I know that God has answered your prayers. It has been 28 years since I faced death. And many of you that know me, I was standing in the execution line, just waiting for my turn to be killed. And God pulled me out of there and watch other people being killed. Not only that was a thing that was not happening, but you standing there watching other people being slaughtered right before your own eyes, and God pulled you out of there 28 years ago. And through all these years, he has been faithful. It is so great. It was so great to have my brother Hans over in Liberia. And I was asking him, I said, your wife need to come with you. And I just want to be able to have the both of them with me and spend some time with them. Hans and his wife, they are my brothers and sister. We are family now. It's been so good to me. When I was in school in Regina, almost every weekend, I would pull over here to come see him. And it was great. And every time I feel lonely, I phone him, and he was always there for me. So we've become brother, and things have been really good. Greetings from my wife and my many children. Over 75 we have, and we have so many of them outside, so we don't even know the numbers any longer. But God has been good to us over the years. And those little babies that we took from nowhere, from the street, from whatever, they're becoming leaders in Liberia now. We got four of our children now married, living in their own homes. And pretty soon we're going to have more added to that. But really wonderful to see that happen and see growth and some of the children becoming leaders. Two of my daughters now work for the government. And so great things are happening little by little. Praise the Lord. So we are really happy that to be there. And I'm now a grandfather too. So, and years to come, it'll be really heavy. Yeah. My little granddaughter, she loved to come every weekend now to me, and we're in church, and all these other little children run to me, and she fights them. Grandpa, why are they coming to you? And I said, you got more to learn. What a blessed time to be where we are, folks, and to just give God the glory. And this is what I'm here. It has been a little bit of struggle for close to a year now, financially, but God has always been faithful. And usually when I come over and kind of share with people, things start to pick up, and then within 2 years, things go. And but through it all, he has been really faithful. So I want to encourage you to continue to pray and continue to lift us up. And just God has his will. Liberia is a pretty interesting place to be right now. We got a new president, and he came into power, and the country was completely broke. There was no money. And the previous government drowned everything out. So they're really struggling to start all over. After the Civil War, things started to pick up, as you know. And we came a little bit, things started to develop. The people had interest in coming to invest in Liberia. And then, boom, the Ebola crisis. And then we went 200 years backwards. And now we are 0.85% unemployment. Very bad. So even difficult to plan for your kids' future. But God is faithful, I tell you the truth. And we started with those little babies. I think many of you know that. And I have a little short video I'm going to show you, so I'm not going to talk much. So we started with those little babies, and some of them now big children. We have about 39 of our kids in universities and trade schools. Wow. And I always say to you people, in a country like Liberia, high schools mean nothing. So because you find people with a bachelor degree pumping gas, and that's how bad it is. So we kind of pray to God that he will provide for us to be able to at least get our kids get a degree or a trade school diploma. So that's what we are doing. So God has been really, really faithful. All our kids now, we have about 39 of them have going to university. And this coming December 4th, my kids will be graduating from university. And six of my kids will be graduating from university. And four of those did pre-med, so they want to be a medical doctors. Praise the Lord. So we are praying. And two of my daughters are teachers. They're getting a bachelor degree in education. And they'll be taking over the school that we run presently. We got a school on a compound. And we cater to the community children. And we host about 515 students a year. So that's a big school. And that, many of you supported over the years because lots of these people have no money. So we looked for money to have the kids come to school. It also opened doors for us to present Jesus to them. So we got that school, and two of our kids are going to be taking over that. And we got another four kids that are doing education going to be joining them next year. So God is good. So we prayed and prayed that God would provide for the children to be able to go to college and be able to lead Liberia. In order to be a leader in Liberia, you have to be sound and educated. That's a terrible mentality. Sorry, but that's it. So we pray that you're going to stand with us and support and see what God can do in Liberia. I think I already said that. My wife said hi to all of you. And pray with us. One of these days, the Canadian government is going to give her a visa so she could join us. We try, and she didn't get a visa, so we're praying that this was not the right time. God going to do it at this time. So, and we are grateful for that as well. This morning, on this trip, I've been really praying that God really give me the word to give out and to also encourage you. As you bless us, we love to encourage you and also let you know that the God that we serve, he's bigger. And he does lots of great things. And I prayed and prayed and prayed. And one word that God gave me, I fasted and prayed. And at the end of the day, when I was ending my fast and prayer, God gave me this word, peace. And I was kind of confused what word peace mean, you know. And there started an interpretation of everything that God has revealed to me over the years and sometime what he wants me to do and how he wants me to do that. And as a person, sometimes I struggle. And all of the good things that God has done, sometimes when things get difficult and sometimes tough, I kind of sit and say, but why, God? Am I supposed to be here? Am I supposed to be doing this? Or am I supposed to do this? And I struggled lots of times. And God started to work on my heart and try to bring me to the place where he showered me with his peace. And complete peace that when he gives us, we understand better where we are. And many times we understand why he got us to the place where we are. And I start to glory in him and, you know, tell him thank you for his peace. And peace that will get us the next step forward, that will make us to trust him more, that will give for a place of belonging, that will make us to know that God we served, he's alive. And everything that we do or where we are, he's there with us. And when he gives us that peace, we are able to do or to get further in his work and whatever he calls us to do. And I'll read a scripture, Jeremiah 29, starting with 10. And the book of Jeremiah is one of my best books. I love it a lot. And the reason I love it, because these are God's people, and a difficult time in slavery and maybe difficult time in your life. And at almost, you give up and you no longer sometimes trust who God is. But God moved in at the right time through the prophet Jeremiah, and he started to speak through him. And I think the message he brought, it was not only for the people, but for himself as well. 75 years, God speaks to his church and his people. And he made this very clear to the people of Israel in these little words. Sorry, I'm getting old. Jeremiah 29, starting with 10. This is where the Lord says, when 70 years are over for Babylon, I will come to you and will fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to the place. For I know the plan I have for you, that's 11. For I know the plan I have for you, plan to prosper, and said the Lord, plan to prosper you and not to harm you, plan to give you hope and future. And a few years ago, when I was moving from one jungle to the next, one of the things that quickly disappeared for me was, there's no God. Bear with me, I was raised in a Christian home. My both parents were pastors. And the both of them, because my dad was from a very witchcraft family, they tried to kill him. They did everything to get rid of him. And the people were not successful. God protected my dad. And over the years, my dad kept telling us, God can do anything. But when I was going through my little cycle of trials and other things, I kept reminding myself, is this God still the same God that saved my dad, my mom, from so many evils? But I didn't understand then. But now that I understand that he's the same God. Because he protected me. He secured me. He provided for me. When there was no food, when there was no family, he brought someone that took care of me. And this is the same with the children of Israel. When hope lost, God is there. And these are encouraging words for us. Bring us back. Where should bring us back to? His own place and his own timing, his own plans and everything that he has. And to make it so vivid for us to see. So the very first thing that I noticed when I was reading this scripture, the very first thing I noticed is God planned for us most and most of his presence. In everything, he is with us. He would never leave us, not forsake us. His presence is so urgent and so awesome. And the second thing that I noticed in there, well, before I get to the second thing, one of the things that I was kind of trying to get out of the very good was, many times when God tells us, he said, this will happen, we really don't understand God's timing. And if we do not understand his timing, it kind of become more impossible. Because the longer it takes, the more we feel he's no longer with us. But I tell you today, no matter how long it takes, he is with us. Amen? No matter how long it takes, his presence is with us. So that's a promise. When God promises, he never fails. And I'm a living testimony of that today. When he promises, he never fails. And many of you that followed me through all these years, 19 years, we're going to be a lot spread. 19 years. October 24th. Since I said, I'm going back to help the children of Liberia. October 24th is going to be 19 years. Over the past 19 years, when I came and settled and everything was beautiful and all of these things were going on, I decided to go back to Liberia. And when I got to Liberia, the very first day in Liberia, the Civil War broke out again. And I was blaming myself, why should I leave Canada to come here? And I remember calling Hans, calling my friend Drew. And then I came back to Canada and I said, I'm not going back to that place. Either Hans or Drew, one of these guys, my close friends, they told me, John, if it's God's will, you will go back. And surely, his presence were there. And all of the difficulty swept away. The second thing that we notice in God's presence is, in God's his presence, his plan is to take care of us, provide, provision. This is what he told the children. A plan of no evil. He's not going to harm us. He's a good God. I don't think any good father will harm his children. He always protects, he provides, and he takes good care of them. This is what's happening in Liberia. Throughout all difficulties, he provides, he protects, he does all of the good things a good father would do. He is a great father. And the third thing that's seen in there that is planned for us is to give us hope. You know, in my little world, the word hope, when it disappears, you're no longer human. I think it's hope that gets me to go tomorrow, day after, tomorrow. Because I know the God who calls you, he knows what he calls you for. And he knows where to get you. He gives us hope to keep moving forward. Lastly, this morning, as a Christian, of course, his plan for us is to give us future. In that future, one day, we're all going to see, what are we here for? I sometimes tell my wife, I say, well, we are blessed over blessed. Seeing so many things and so many evils and so many good things and so many bad things. And God continuing to push us forward in his presence. The future that God is speaking of is not only for this place that we are, but one day to be able to see Jesus. And I say a little prayer for all of you and all of my friends. The work that you have done over the years, one day, Jesus is going to reward you. We have a great God and a great future. Now all of these things will be over, and we're going to stand worshiping the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. That's where I want to be. The water struggled, set over. As we pray and look to God for the few days ahead of us, we continue to shout ourselves in the peace of God and learn to listen to Him of what He wants to do. Sometimes it's not easy when it comes to listening, but I ask you today, when you are a careful listener and you allow the Holy Spirit to shower you with the peace of God, nothing is impossible. He does it very good. And I'm a living testimony to you this morning. May the Lord bless you. I'd like you to see a little short video from Liberia and of me and my family. And after, if you have any question, I'll be available. God bless you.